in Richmond County since 1960. So that would be 17 years. But see, even though I taught over in Columbia County, I lived in this county, so I was really able to keep up with everything. And then I had a child in school at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to do a short range and a long range, because my daughter graduated from Josie. She was able to go to school right in the neighborhood, right in Pewtop.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, as the years went by, this one was able to go to school in the neighborhood. It makes
mm-hmm.
it nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me get into my questionnaire. You've
mm-hmm.
given me great information here. This is great stuff, I'll tell you.
This is history.
Well, that's what I'm interested in. That's really good. What about the place, the house where you grew up? What was that like?
A four-room house. A good house. Good furniture. Nice yard, nice garden space, a lot of fruits, hogs, that kind of thing.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
What were the rooms?
Living room. Two bedrooms, and when I said four rooms, it was really a kitchen and little dining area combined, but it really made just one room.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We had very nice windows. There were no shutter kind of windows. It had window panes. We had screen doors. We had a huge front screen in porch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is the house out on...
in the nursery area.
In the nursery area.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear that... the porch there. Did you ever hear that called anything else besides a porch? Did they ever call it anything?
Mm-mm. They always called
just
the porch.
Just call it a porch.
Mm-hmm.
What about if it were a little one, maybe with just something over the.
Well, we would call that a stoop.
Stoop.
Uh huh.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was interested in.
We had a little back porch that we used to refer to as.
That you call a stoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. How'd you heat the place?
We had a fireplace, and we also had a heater, a coal heater that could either burn wood or coal. Mm-hmm.
How'd the fireplace work? What was that like?
It was a much smaller. Now I have fireplace in my house here.
You have one here?
Uh-huh. But it was a much smaller fireplace. And my dad made the fire irons to go in it. But they didn't call them fire irons. I think they called them fire dogs.
Fire dogs.
Uh-huh, at that time. He just, he was a, sort of like a blacksmith. He was an all around, he was a handyman.
Yeah.
And he had access to a bellows. And he could heat and bend his iron any way he wanted to.
And just make what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I must meet your father. I've got to meet your
father. Okay, I'll carry you over there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to meet him. He sounds like a terrific person. Well, the top part of the fireplace, you know, where you maybe could set a clock or something like that.
The mantle.
Mantle, you call
mm-hmm.
that? Okay. And then the part the smoke goes up through.
Chimney.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then the stuff that gets in
soot.
There. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. How did you used to start a fire?
We had splinters, as they are called, are either